Good morning, sir. Katie Schrader with the Associated Press. I'm wondering if I could get you to respond to your critics just a little more directly. They've questioned the timing of the release of these reports and say that you are just trying to scare the American public to try to win Republican votes. Why release these reports now, and what is new in this particular assessment?
Number one, this was an agreed upon strategy that Ms. Harmon and I laid out at the beginning of this Congress. Okay, so I mean, you know, these reports have been worked on for an extensive period of time by staff and by members that we wanted to get out. And as you work through the process, you know, if you don't get them done January of 2005, that's when you develop the plan, and so we've been working towards getting them out. And as we now get, you know, closer to, I mean, this report was, we voted out the last week we were in session in July. We couldn't file it with the House till we came back in session, and then we just got it printed. So you've got a timing thing on that. What is new in this? I mean, you take a look at this report. I think, number one, it is a serious discussion of where we believe Al-Qaeda has evolved and morphed to. What has happened? The whole concept of homegrown terrorism. We raise the issue of that is something that we really do need to take a look at. Getting a better understanding of the entrepreneurial management style of Al-Qaeda, I think, is something that has not been discussed as extensively as what I've talked about it here today. Actually, isn't even covered that much in the report. It is, as I've taken a look at the report and other information, it's kind of like, you know, the thing that has evolved here is the entrepreneurial leadership style. The whole discussion about whether Iraq is a distraction or is center to the war on radical Islam. I think these are things that need to be discussed and need to be debated. And what, you know, what I say to my critics, okay, take, you know, the critique on the Iran report was what? They didn't like a caption under one of the photographs. And they didn't like our assertion that the guy for the IAEA was taken off the Iranian case because he had bad things to say about the Iran nuclear program. I admit the caption there could have had one more word in it, but the report clearly says we don't believe that Iran is going to is that they've developed the capability to enrich uranium to weapons grade. And you know what? The way the IAEA is set up, that the country that is being monitored can remove people from the monitoring team if they don't like it, they don't like that person, I stand by that statement. I think that's a pretty lousy management style for doing oversight. You know, as Michael said, providing Iran with the capability of pulling people off the team if they don't like it means that you will have lots of oversights. And we stand by that critique of IAEA. The bottom line, if they don't like the reports, tell us where the substance of the report is wrong. Don't talk about timing. Talk about where the substance of this report or the Iranian report is wrong. That's fine. I'm more than willing to talk about substance.